BZWBK Group for the first half of 2013. The CEO of the bank, Mateusz Morawiecki, is with us, together with the CFO, Eamonn Crowley, and Wojciech Skalski. My name is Agnieszka Dobrzyńska. I'm responsible for investor relations. I'd like to apologize for the delay. The floor is yours, Mr. President. Thank you very much. As always, I'd like to comment briefly the highlights of the first half of 2013, and maybe look at the results from our perspective and give you information on what we expect for the following 6 months, how we perceive the future of our bank and the macroeconomic environment. First of all, we are very happy with our results from the first half of the year. We are happy with the progress of the integration process, but also with our business as usual. The integration, the merger, runs very smoothly, even faster than we previously had scheduled. I'd like to talk about three things: integrations of operations, structures, integration of transactions, and cost synergy. In terms of the operational integration, it is highly advanced. At the beginning of August, we will be launching the last batch of products that will unite the entire offer for the entire bank. So within 7 or 8 months, we've been able to merge our product offer fully. All the processes will again be merged during the following 12 months, because we need to run the total back-office merger, so hence we need more time for that. We have one cash loan offer. Maybe you have already noticed our marketing campaign. We have run that offering one cash loan, mutual funds, so one offer in that respect across our branches, SME loans, deposit offer started in April, so each month we integrated another element of our offer. And our flagship product at the moment, the account worth recommending, through that we opened more than 200 of those accounts. In terms of income synergies, I would like to refer to the promise I made about 1 year ago. We talked about it again 6 months ago. So we promised synergies at about 114 million. Today, I can say that this will amount to at least 130 million. I'm talking about income synergies to be achieved until 2015. So today already, we see some signs. We see higher sales productivity per employee, per branch, per product. So we've been measuring that. We have merged our efficiency rankings so as to be able to measure the efficiency, the productivity of each branch and each employee across our branch network. The synergies are also related to increasing some fees and charges, but in some parts, we have also decreased those so as to merge the offer, not only increase those, but also merge them. So together with higher productivity and efficiency, this translates into a very good, promising figure, and I can say that we will exceed the number I talked about last year. The third component in terms of the integration process is, of course, the cost synergies. Here again, our expectations have been surpassed, both on the side of staffing cost, operational cost. We are ahead of the plan. We promised at about 11% compared to 2011. Today I can say that this will be more than 11 or 12%. It will amount to about 13 or 14% even. We see that in our cost savings. You've probably noticed that the underlying costs, they went down by about 7%. So when other banks have been talking about maintaining their costs, also we have seen some cost growth in our competitors. However, our costs have dropped by 7%. And this is a high leverage to our results, because all the elements business as usual, the costs, provisions, our business as usual is being continued, so the merger does not distort our operation, there is no disruption, business continues as usual. Going further to our P&L account, I would like to focus on the net interest margin. Looking at the evolution between the first and the second quarter, from 3.33 to 3.54, so this is like comparing apples to apples, because we of course could not compare our results, unconsolidated results for 2012. But on that, in that respect, we would be at the level of about 3.15. This is what we actually quoted to the investors across the world with Eamon. This what the blended NIM looked. And now when we look at 3.20 and 3.36 and then 3.54, so it's growing. The dynamics is really good. I'd like to, of course, see this grow to continue in terms of NIM. We will be focusing on the product mix and to see growth in high margin products, which are SME loans, corporate loans, property loans, and of course, last but not least, consumer finance and retail loans, business loans. This is where margins are growing, and this helps us to offset the funding cost. On the deposit side, we had a large initiative to adjust the rates offered on KB, XKB and BZWBK deposits. The MPC helped us, of course, with that, because the market understood everyone is decreasing the margin, increasing the interest rates, and so we needed to cut the interest rate we offer as well. The greatest challenge was the portfolio of negotiable rates, the deposits we acquired from XKB. You probably remember the offer advertised by Man and Materna. They offered about 7%, so we needed to renew that offer. We maintained about 70% of that base and reduced the interest rate. So we managed to maintain the most of the deposit rate and at the same time reduce the offered interest rate. Going back to the non-interest income, we have some a number of surprises here. This despite the drop in margin by about 18% in FX, we are increasing the number of transactions per product, per employee, per branch. We highly believe in the fact that if we measure something, this will be managed adequately. So across segments, SME, retail, commercial and corporate, and GBM, of course, we do that. And this has brought about excellent results because this drop you're probably aware of, we see a lot of internet platforms that are now working in terms of FX. In terms of the drop in interchange fees, this was offset by higher transactional activities by about 25% to 30%. Today, the accounts, the new ones, about 200 of those accounts, all of them have debit cards assigned to them. And this, of course, boosts the number of transactions, and this is what we're focusing on. Another surprise is the income and the volume from mutual funds. As you know, we did not acquire KBC Securities with the merger. However, many customers from the ex-KB, they sort of gravitate to the Arca products, which are our products. Of course, we do not make them do that, but through regular relationships with the branches, they very often switch to Arca products. So therefore, we had a record high growth in terms of mutual funds. That's about 700 million in April. In June, it wasn't as high because of the market conditions, but I think in July I think that will be about the net growth will be at about 300 million. So that's net growth. And this is an important income source, non-interest income source.
Now, the whole range of various fees and charges that is being gradually harmonized between former BZW BK and ex-KB. There are some growths in some areas where there are some decreases in others, depending on how we judge the competitiveness of our products in the market and the behavior of other banks. We keep analyzing it on an ongoing basis, but this is a continuously growing source of our income, various kinds of fees and charges. For example, we've had a nice growth in credit account fees that we have registered in the recent months, which is, among others, related to the growing demand for the loan also over the past 2 months, because it's hard to talk about something that has been going on since the beginning of the year, because early in the year it was more about stagnation. But I am glad to see that when looking at the following months, which I referred to later, the situation is improving. Now, the third large lever, or the fourth large lever, I've been talking about the merger, non-interest income, interest income, and the fourth lever, which is costs. And the costs are our strength. You can already see today the cost-income ratio at 46% net of the integration costs, but it's worth emphasizing that the cost of integration are one-off item, and we stick to it. So when comparing apples to apples, today we have the level of cost-income ratio at 46%. As you remember, we were taking over organization with cost-income ratio at 60%. BZW BK standalone had a ratio of 42%, excluding integration costs for 2012. So 42 points plus 60%, though you would have to weigh the organizations by their size. So we had 50% cost-income after the merger. Today, it's 46%. And this ratio is going to improve, among others, by virtue of the improving costs, -7% comparable costs year-on-year, and this ratio is going to continue to improve. The following sub-items are here that I would like to stress. First of all, staff costs. First of all, we avail of the process of natural attrition. Even in the stagnation environment, it stays at 5-6%, and we are very rigoristic about the policy of not filling in vacancies. These are more units or across the bank, 10, 20, 30 items across the year where we hired someone from outside when some position was being vacated. We also allow for exceptions in branches, especially in towns where we don't have other branches, where we don't have our registered office or somewhere close to our registered office, our business centers. We have them in Wrocław, Warsaw, and Lublin, so we are widely spread across the country. And in some far nooks of the country, we also resort to external recruitments, but we're very conservative and restrictive about external recruitments, thanks to which we not only have lower staff costs, but also costs of potential severance pays, which are much lower than we assumed in integration costs, which we're showing for the first half of the year. It was 115, and we assumed actually more. I'm not able to tell you how much exactly, but it was more in terms of our plan because we assumed the severance pays would be higher, but since they don't have to be higher, they're not. And the operating costs, even something more positive and a more positive surprise because we managed to renegotiate most of the contracts. Thanks to the merger with Credit Bank, we have 60-70% higher volumes of contracts in clearing and transactional systems, IT systems, in purchases of computers, telecommunication equipment, starting with routers and ending with pencils through all sorts of services. So we are driving down costs very intensively, let alone the fact that some costs with regard to marketing are not being increased. For example, BZWK spent 85 million last year for marketing. This year, we're going to spend 85. So all the marketing costs are going to be eliminated from the taken-over organization. This is the answer to our ability to manage costs efficiently. And the fourth large component of our profit and loss account, provisions, I can tell you that we have not witnessed any major negative surprises. We had one large case last year in the construction sector, which consumed most of the provisions planned last year, so we do not foresee any major negative surprises in the construction sector. And let me remind you that the credit exposure in this portfolio is 800-900 million in the total book of 72-74, excluding off-balance sheet items. This is not going to be more than 2%, so our dependence on this sector is very minor. What is more, we already have a provision for this one case that came as a very sad surprise last year. Today, risk charge is 109, a decrease from the first quarter, 111, and I believe that we should not envisage any negative trend with respect to risk charge. This is it as regards the key components of our profit and loss account. Now, summarizing the prospects, looking at the next 6-12 months, I would put it this way. We are witnessing some kind of recovery. It's not a credit boom yet, but there is some recovery in the demand for loans, and we're happy to see it because we would like to outpace the market. If the nominal GDP is assessed at 3.6 with the nominal growth of 3, 4, 5%, In BZWBK, we would like to grow a few percentage points above this threshold, especially in some select sectors. We don't want to outpace the market in the mortgage portfolio. As you know, we inherited a large mortgage portfolio from KB, so we are happy with what we have. We are active in the market. We sell about 180 million worth of mortgage loans in the market, which is more than what is actually repaid. So it's not that we have withdrawn from the market, but we don't want to grow faster than the market, and we are concentrating on the margin on each individual mortgage loan. And this month grows month-on-month, and each vintage and each month of the portfolio, but you won't see its share in the total interest margin on mortgage loans. That's why we attach a lot of weight to making sure that the whole pool of 150,000 mortgage customers taken over from KB are provided with new transactions, new products. We come back to each customer. Every branch has targets to sell additional services to those customers wherever it makes business sense, wherever customers would like to expand their relationship with BZWBK. Also, the SME portfolio is a very crucial component. We would like to outpace the market here. Definitely, we would like to be faster than the rest of the market. I will quote some data that we've never have quoted before. The margin on this portfolio in ex-BZWBK was nearly 2 percentage points higher than in ex-KB portfolio, and we would like to gradually harmonize this margin. So the total margin on the SME portfolio is also to grow. In consumer loans, we are limited by the threshold of 4x Lombard rate. So while the rate is 2.25 today plus Lombard 1.5% times 4, this is 15%. So as you can imagine, each decrease of 25 basis points limited our backbook also by 1 percentage point because it's 25 times 4. So from this point of view, we are suffering, but we are keeping our stiff our upper lip, and we will compensate for this with our volume. What I mean by this, sales in terms of cash loans, consumer loans, a record high for June sales totaled over 300 million. We had never recorded such sales ever before, so higher, bigger volumes is something that compensates the erosion triggered by the Lombard Act, which prevents us from increasing the rate above the cap rate. The demand for consumer loan is reactivating, and I'm relying here on the recent data for June, July, and the data corresponds well with what you hear in the market. We would like to grow fast in large corporate loans. I'm referring to GBM here. We had a high two-digit growth. I would not rule out large two-digit growth in corporate loans and large two-digit growth, which is our ambition here. And as regards property portfolios, we are thinking about one-digit growth here with a slight increase in the margin. This is our plan as regards volumes for the next 6, 12 months. Deposit volumes, this is keeping our market share and very careful concentration on margin on each deposit. This is our mantra because we don't want to lose on this expensive money in the entire deposit mix, which is expensive when we think about the proportion of current deposits to the price of money in the wholesale market. As regards non-interest income, I am very positive about this situation too and the prospects for the next quarter because we are attaching a lot of importance to transactional banking, and this refers both to SME, corporate banking, GBM. With property, it's more difficult to talk about transactional banking because there are not too many transactions there, except for some FX transactions and IRS transactions. But in all the other components, all the other elements, we focus on cash management and transactional banking, as a result of which, month on month, as we analyze our profit and loss account here in this room, in terms of interest, non-interest income in each segment, the proportion is shifting in the positive direction, which we're very glad with. Cost for the next 6-12 months. Well, I expect the trend will continue. That is, we will reduce the cost base, both in terms of operating costs and staff costs. We will continue the processes of natural attrition and the processes of renegotiating all the smallest contracts in relation to the merger. What is more, we have closed over 20 branches. We're going to close another 30 branches in the next month. So, as I told you 3-6 months ago, by virtue of the fact that some branches are just located on the same street, we're going to close about 50-60 branches. And later on, the process will be more stable. Every year, most likely, we will close the weakest outlets, but we're not planning on a large wave of closures like the one we are seeing today. But the closure will also translate into decrease in FTEs. The average FTEs are 6-7, so 300 people leave due to the closures. However, some of these people are relocated because we also close the small branches with 2-3 FTEs, and we add one FTE to these branches, because if someone is on a long-term leave, the branch would not be efficient operationally.
So this is what it looks like from the cost perspective. This is how we see it, our future for the next 6 months. In terms of provisions, we do not foresee any negative surprises. On the contrary, we are working on our recovery process so as to recover the defaults. And we have a lot from the KB portfolio, and together with the BZWBK defaults, these will be managed by a separate recovery division, and this division will be largely concentrated on the strategy, on the recovery strategy, selling our non-performing portfolio, mid-corporate, SME, retail portfolio. So thanks to that, we will be able to effectively manage the level of provisions. Before I give the floor to Eamon, our CFO, I would also like to say that we are very content, very happy with the results of the first half of the year. This merger came in a very good, had a very good timing, because we had high growths in result. We did not have high growths in results, but we managed to reduce the costs. The perspective, the outlook, the macroeconomic outlook is also favorable. It won't be booming, but the GDP at about 3% in the first or the second quarter of 2014. This will, of course, add speed to our operations, and together with our dynamics, we are bound to succeed. Our customer base is growing, although some banks going through mergers are actually losing their customers. We are acquiring more SME, personal, individual customers, and corporate customers. So, looking at that, I'm very optimistic about the second half of the year, and I'm expecting even higher growths, net profit, gross profit year to year, and this will be a visible increase despite to what our competitors have been seeing. They see decreases, drops. We see higher capital, higher income, lower cost to income, and we have a very robust loan to deposit ratio. Eamonn will talk about it in details now. So Eamonn, please.
We'll actually start with slide 18 of the presentation. So, as mentioned in the previous quarter one results, the presentation of the profit and loss on a year-to-year, on a year-on-year comparative basis is challenging for us. However, we've now completed two quarters as a merged bank, and therefore the quarter-on-quarter numbers clearly demonstrate to you that we're making progress across all lines of our business. Quarter two net interest income was 798 million, which is just under 6% higher quarter-on-quarter and 1% higher year-on-year on a like-for-like basis. Including interest-related income, which is generated by FX and basis swap points, and they're reported on a gain and loss in financial transactions, the underlying increase would be just over 3% quarter-on-quarter. So very strong performance on that line. While performing loans have increased by 1% year-on-year, again on a like-for-like basis, with notable increases in personal loans, SME and business loans, they've been offset by a sharp reduction in interest rates and the fact that we've retained higher cost XKB deposits through quarters one and two. We've been managing our NIM by the active reduction in deposit rates in line with the market environment and the realignment of the XKB deposit rates to BZWBK levels. This realignment was completed during quarter two, so that we now have a fully aligned deposit book, and we should see further benefit of this in the second half of this year. The net interest margin, including swap points on hedged positions, was 3.54%, an increase of 18 basis points over quarter one. Excluding swap points, the net interest margin increased by 16 basis points. So again, very strong performance in the an environment of interest rates reducing. Now that interest rate reductions have been completed by the MPC, we'll be working on the stable management of our net interest margin over coming quarters through a focus on volume growth in chosen segments and managing our funding cost base. We'll just turn to slide 19. Net fees and commissions increased by 4% quarter on quarter and by an estimated 2% year on year. Growth in quarter two was driven by customer-driven transaction activity in e-business and payments and FX fees due to currency market fluctuations during the quarter. Other fee lines are more or less flat, influenced by higher brokerage and loan fees in quarter two. So we continue to generate fee income in these areas in quarter two, having had good performance in quarter one. As mentioned by the President, in recent weeks we've introduced the BZWBK platform and full product suite to the XKB network, and we're now ready for a national market campaign launching the newly merged bank, which will be supported by further transaction activity on those same platform. And this should support fee income and commission growth in future quarters. If you just turn to slide 20, gains and losses on financial transactions and others, total 201 million in quarter two, an increase of just under 19% quarter on quarter. It was made up of realised gains on the sale of bonds of 88.7 million, which was flat quarter on quarter. As mentioned in the previous quarter, we continue to manage our larger investment book in the lower yield environment through the repositioning of the duration of this book, and that's something that will continue into quarter three. We received a total of 57 million in dividends in quarter two, of which 50 million represented the annual dividend we received from our investment in the Inviva companies. Quarter two net trading income and revaluation amounted to 29 million. That was a reduction of 47% quarter on quarter due to the more challenging interest rate environment during quarter two, and specifically the significant interest rate reduction just implemented by the MPC just at the end of quarter one. Other operating income was 24 million, and that was flat quarter on quarter. We just turn to costs. excluding integration costs, costs were 2% lower quarter on quarter, and on a like-for-like basis, 7.2% lower year on year. The reduction in staff costs by 2.4% quarter on quarter was a result of lower staff numbers year to date, which are lower by around 660 FTEs. As previously stated, year-on-year staff cost savings will increase through this year as the effect of lower FTE numbers feeds through to the P&L. Overall, the merged bank has 1,600 lower FTEs as compared to the end of December 2011. Administrative costs were 4.5% higher quarter-on-quarter due to higher postage and telecommunication costs triggered by mass communication campaigns to inform customers of product offerings. As was demonstrated in 2012 and in the first half of 2013, we've made significant savings in operational costs. These savings will continue in the second half of the year, with savings on many contracts activating in the next quarters. At the time of the merger, we announced that the cost of integration would total $430 million over 3 years, of which circa $40 million was spent in 2012. We estimate that $270 million will be spent in 2013, of which $115 million was incurred in H1. As noted by those numbers, the level of expenditure will increase in the next 2 quarters when the rebranding of branches, marketing campaigns and increased IT expenditure will occur. Slide 22. Underlying net operating income increased by 15.2% quarter on quarter and on a like-for-like basis by 11.2%. Obviously, we should note that the quarter two movement includes the Aviva dividend, which is a significant item in that quarter. Slide 23. The quarter two provision charge was $200 million. With a year-to-date provision charge of $399 million. The provision for identified losses, that's individual and collective, was $288 million, and provisions for unidentified losses, IBNR, reduced by $71 million during the quarter. This reflected the movement of selected cases from being provisioned under IBNR status to specific provisioning under NPL status. This led to an increase in the NPL percentage from 7.6% at the end of quarter one to 8.2% at the end of quarter two. The sale of NPL portfolios in quarter two totaled $121 million. We will continue to undertake NPL sales in the second half of the year, and together with active management of the NPL book, as outlined by the President, we will reduce the level of NPLs from its current level of 8.2%. So this represents a high now for the bank, and from this we will be reducing it quarter on quarter based on active management of the book. The annualised provision charge was 109 basis points with a coverage ratio of 51.3%. That's a reduction from quarter one due to the NPL sales and the impact of the movement of the selected cases to NPL status. In the previous set of results, we guided that the NPL provision, or sorry, the provision charge will be between 120 and 130 basis points for the year. Based on our current position, it looks like we may beat that level, i.e. be lower than that level at this moment, given the positive performance. On construction, the performing balance sheet exposure to non-property construction is in the region of $800 million. And the non-performing element is $790 million. The NPL element has a coverage ratio of 71% at this moment. The performing balance is well spread with no material individual exposures, and we continuously review the level of provisioning on the NPL section of our book, portion of our book, I should say. In property, as in previous quarters, there was no surprises in the property portfolio in this quarter. As mentioned previously, there was a transfer of selected cases from IBNR classification to NPL status, leading to an increase in the NPL ratio to 20% on the total property portfolio. The total performing and non-performing balance is $10.4 billion, and the provision coverage specific in IBNR on the property book is 30%. However, it should be noted that this excludes the positive impact of a risk-sharing agreement with KBC Group, where KBC will share the losses if they arise on the X, on an element of the ex-KB property book. Importantly, the LTV on the property book now stands at 60%. As I've mentioned in previous quarters, just to deal with our land bank portfolio, the total performing and non-performing balance is 1.1 billion. The NPL share is 67%, with a coverage ratio of 35%. And again, this, it should be noted that this is positively influenced by the risk-sharing agreement from KBC as well, i.e. the underlying coverage ratio is higher than 35%. On slide 24, the first half profit before tax, excluding integration costs, is 1.1 billion, which is 9.6 higher on a like-for-like basis. And the effective tax rate in the first half of the year was 19%, influenced by the Aviva dividend, which we received tax-free. On slide 25, excluding integration costs of 115 million, our cost-income ratio was 46.2%. So again, a very, very good performance in this line, as indicated by the President. Our CAD ratio for the, after the 50% dividend payment relating to the 2012 profits and the goodwill adjustment of 1.69 billion created at the time of the merger is 14.3%. The Tier 1 ratio for the group stands at 11.9%, and these ratios are within our expectations pre-merger, and we will continue to build them on them in the next quarters. We managed to achieve a return on equity, excluding integration costs, of 13.8%. This level of, just to be so you're aware, the level of ROE is calculated on the basis of the previous four quarters over the average capital for the first half of the year, and is therefore slightly understated. So as we move through the quarters, that will correct itself, and we should see upward movement in that ROE level through this year, and it'll settle at the year end. When you include the impact of the one-off non-recurring integration costs, the ROE was 12.6%. So in summary, as mentioned by the President, these results highlight a resilient top line despite the challenged business and interest rate environment in quarter two. Very effective cost management through the ongoing efficiency measures and the execution of our merger plan. And these results, the results of cost management actions are evident in these numbers, and they will be more evident as we move through the quarters. Good performance in the provision line, with a slight increase in the NPL percentage, but not anything that we are concerned about, given that the selected cases were already under control as under the IBNR line, and you'll see in the financials a switch between IBNR and specific provisioning. A strong capital position with a total capital ratio of 14.3% and a very closely managed liquidity position in the falling rate environment, where we managed the loan-deposit ratio to 94% at the end of the quarter. All of these together position us well for the future performance of the larger bank and through return to stronger growth, which, as mentioned by the President, we're beginning to see. And we expect to see the elements of this in the second half of this year and in a more clearer way next year in 2014. So thank you very much.
To tyle z naszej strony i teraz zapraszam Państwa do zadawania pytań.
Now we'll go to the questions and answers. Iza, question from you.
About the operating costs, you have mentioned the new guidance for the integration costs during your speech, but I would like to ask about the synergies that you expect this year. Basically, half a year ago, you indicated 175 million in the synergies coming from the cost, 100 million more than it was realized last year. I believe I'm correct. So I would like to ask how much out of this 100 million more this year was already realized in the first half results.
Okay, so we at the time of the merger process, we guided that we would have 175 million of savings this year. Our estimates are that we will exceed that level of savings. Some of it will be in the P&L, and some of it will be contractually done and will flow through in future years on an annualised basis. You understand? So an individual or a contract that is, say, renegotiated from the 1st of July, or a person who leaves on the 1st of July, you get a half year saving, but next year you get 12 months. Mm-hmm. So we estimate we are well ahead of the 175 million, significantly ahead, and that will flow through next year. This year, I would expect that, and I will give more guidance in the next quarter because we're only through two quarters. I would expect that we will be, if not the 175 in the P&L, we'll be very close to that number by way of a P&L reduction. But you have to, contractually, we'll be in excess of that, i.e. the annualised savings flowing to us next year will be in excess of the 175 and indeed in excess of the 220 we said next year.
Okay, I do understand that, but basically you announced that those savings will be coming out of the merger by 100 million more this year than last year.
Yes.
And I was wondering whether you have quantified how much out of this 100 was already booked into the P&L, whether we can expect a further acceleration in the cost synergies in the second half.
Well, you, as mentioned, you will, because the reality is that we are continuing to reduce our cost base as we move through the year. And those savings will be reflected in a higher level in the second half of the year. So it will accelerate.
Okay, so basically less than 50%
Let's make also a following quick calculation. Our total cost was 1.7 inherited from ex-BZWBK, 1 billion from ex-KB, so it's 2.7 billion. For the half year, we have 7%, 7.2%. So for the total year, 7.2%, it would mean around 200 million. So maybe even Eamon was too cautious or conservative, saying 175, yes, it's more or less done or it's more or less certain. We strive for maybe between 175 to 190 if we maintain the level of 7%, which we should. But some even higher cost reduction will get visible in our cost structure over the following 6-12 months through the contractual cost reduction.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And one more question, but I don't have the previous report with me, so I cannot verify this one more time. But basically, you have explained why there was a drop in the IBNR provisions quarter on quarter because of this reclassification of some specific exposures. But I believe there was also a drop in provision in specific provisions level. So basically, the question is, what was the driver of this drop in the specific provision, whether it was just the sale of NPLs or something else?
Primarily the sale of NPLs, which would be 100% provided, in general 100% provided, given their nature. So
okay.
That would drive that reduction.
And those provisions for the off-balance sheet exposure are booked under IBNR or specific provisions? Because in this quarter you had some release in the off-balance sheet in provisions for the off-balance sheet exposures, slightly 15 million.
There will be a portion in both, but primarily IBNR.
Okay. Thank you.
Zapraszam. Czy są jeszcze jakieś pytania?
Any more questions?
Proszę, Marcin.
In your comprehensive income statement, you had quite a large unrealized loss on your securities. Was it solely related to securities, or did you do anything with your valuation of the pension fund business and nothing?
No, it's It's just a movement from quarter to quarter primarily, and it was driven by two aspects. One, obviously we've realised some gains, so they switch from being unrealised to being realised in the P&L, so that's an element. And secondly, 10-year yields at the end of March were 4.22, 10-year yields at the end of June were 3.92. That represents something in the region of a 7% reduction, and on a book of our size, you know, it represents a reduction in the unrealised gain in general on the portfolio. So, as I'm sure you're aware, a significant fluctuation in bond yields through June, which recovered then in July to go to lower levels. So, it's a mixture of those two things, unrealised to realised, and a reduction in the overall value of the book.
Yeah, the balance is positive. It's like you have a billion, the closing balance, and the 300-something negative that you... And the
300-something negative that you refer to is the movement within, respectively, quarter and a half year.
It should be noted that that's unrealised, obviously. And therefore, we've had some recovery in the unrealised value of our book as the yields have returned to normalised levels.
Są jeszcze jakieś pytania?
Do we have any other questions?
Questions. One regarding the sales of NPLs. Could you quantify, you mentioned that you sold NPLs of 120 million value. What was the impact on provisions? Probably small, but if you just give a figure. And the second question would be connected with outflow of deposits, 3% quarter on quarter. My question is, was it spread more or less between old BZWK and Credit Bank customers equally or similarly, or it was just Credit Bank customers which were discouraged by unification of your deposit rates or maybe something else?
To answer the second question first, it was equally spread across our book. So no significant movements from either book, and you know while we analysed it internally from an external perspective, we won book, which is 75 billion of deposits. The reality related to the lower interest rate environment, and also some customers using up cash resources as well. So not all of it was pricing; some was customer decision to actually use the cash to either pay dividends in the corporate side in quarter two or to utilise cash for other reasons. Spread across our book, no significant issues. Some movement within the book between different products, but that's a normalised position. So nothing there. By way of the impact of the sales, I don't have the number to hand, so I can go back. I'll come back to you separately on that. But these are unsecured loans predominantly, so the provision level on these would be significant. I mean, a significant percentage of the 121 million that we sold.
It was because you're asking for the impact of the provision.
On the obviously, provision because the over the quarter.
Oh, yeah, the over
the provision charge during the quarter, not on the total provision stock.
Fin yeah. Charge minimal.
Yeah, it's
the stock
it's in the order of 10 millions, yeah, but we don't have the number with us at the moment. Yeah.
It's not a material number. Indeed, it's in the financials. The provision impact on the year-to-date provision charge. The impact will be on the coverage ratio because these loans are predominantly mature loans that we've held for a while. With high coverage. Yeah.
Any more questions?
Regarding demand for loans, you mentioned that you see growing demand on loans in more or less most of the segments from low levels, but still. Do you see any growth of prices, of spreads? Is competition still very strong as it used to be at the start of the year, or you see some softening of competition and some growth of spreads, especially in corporate segment?
Yes, I can see somehow increased demand for loans in some portfolios in particular. The spreads are slightly better, and there is still competition, I would say, but marginally better, I would expect, over the following months as well. So, like, probably it differs segment by segment, but, like, let's take it one by one. Mortgages marginally better, but visibly better. Property visibly better still. Corporate marginally better. SME sector significantly better. Significantly doesn't mean, you know, like high double digit, but better. And in particular, in our case, our speed to market, our time to yes and time to cash in terms of SME, micro, small, and medium gives us comparative advantage, so that approaching the XKB customers, we can apply higher pricing because the response rate is so quick that there is value for money.
Okay. Bardzo serdecznie dziękuję wszystkim za przybycie.
Thank you very much for your presence. And now I would like to invite you to an unofficial part of our meeting.